What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Talking Yanks Player Profile and Projection. This episode is all about Giancarlo Michael Cruz Stanton. I got that wrong. Sorry, G, I got it wrong. It's Giancarlo Cruz Michael Stanton. So, my bad. I just messed up. I apologize. Jake, you better compliment him now since I got his name order wrong.
Giancarlo, let the rhythm take you over. Giancarlo, te quiero. Another home run.
That's good. That's the good stuff.
Would be the big guy in the lineup on 95% of baseball teams.
Yeah.
Happens to not be on ours.
Biggest physical guy. He's 30 years old.
6'6", 245 listed on Baseball Reference. A close friend of the program now.
Yeah. Born November 8th, 1989. And he's from Panorama City, which backwards is spelled Amaronap.
Oh. Yeah, four-time All-Star, two-time Silver Slugger, one-time NL MVP. He is a little under a month younger than me. God damn it. And he's really good. Yankee fans have a weird thing where they kind of dislike him because he gets paid money, which is really odd if you take a step back for a second and think about it. Also, tough, brutal last year, Jim.
One of the sadder seasons. I think Betances actually beat him out at the end for saddest season, which was tough.
Yeah.
But Stanton, brutal, man. The one thing became another thing. He finally gets to rehab. He gets to a rehab game, and he faces a pitcher who's on the mound in the Yankee system, like extended spring training. So scared. The guy hits him by accident, which then flares up his knee and flares up all the rest of the injuries. And that was after, that was after he came back, was giddy as a pig in shit, hit a home run, was so happy, slides into third, lands on his knee wrong, then goes to the rehab, then the kid hits him, sets him back again, tons of setbacks, finally comes back for the playoffs, hits a home run in the ALCS in game one in Houston, and then gets hurt, and doesn't really play anymore, right? Did he see an at-bat later on? I don't know. One of the odder, weirdest, saddest seasons going. Just like the fact that he came back and then got hurt again, terrible.
Yeah, I mean, 18 games in the regular season, three home runs. Didn't he have the hardest hit ball last year?
Yeah, he may have.
In those 18 games. Yeah, he played two ALCS games. He had a home run in one of them. I mean, he was clearly beat up to the point that it was like, yeah, I don't think you can play that guy, even though he was a better option than Edwin Encarnacion at the time. But that's in the past, Jim. The guy's a monster. When he is right, I mean, he's a 40-plus homer guy. His over the last... How many years did I do? From 2012 to now, I mean, I can do his whole career. I don't know why I
do
made
it.
That thing. Over his whole career, per 162 games, he hits 43 home runs. Part of that was when he was young and playing in one of the toughest ballparks to hit a home run in. He's now in Yankee Stadium, and he's made a very conscientious effort to be able to hit balls to the opposite field. Some of the cooler slash... If you brought someone from 1950 and watched Giancarlo Stanton hit, they'd say, what the hell is happening?
That guy's doing it wrong. He's doing it wrong.
All flat. But yeah, I mean, so over his whole career, he averages 116 games per season, which we'll talk about the injury stuff a little bit because you kind of have to with Big G. So he averages 116 games a season and 31 home runs. So, I mean, if he's out there for 140, he's going to sneak up on the 40 homer mark. He had 59 in 2017. He had 38 with the Yankees in 158 games where he did play hurt. It was his first season in the AL East. Was a pretty solid season and isn't going to get the credit that it should by Yankee fans. And then last year, I mean, he's out the whole year. I don't know what you say. So I guess I'll kick it to you because I feel like baseball wise, you and I don't have much concern at all. Which
health. You just got to be healthy.
Yeah.
And one thing leads to another, and he's got to stay healthy. If he's healthy, then the production will be there over the course of the regular season. What we need is the you know, the timely and the clutch hits, because there were in 2018, there are some of the stats that can show, like, in high leverage situations, he wasn't always the greatest, especially in the playoffs, just like everyone else in 18. Did he get that home run when he was healthy in the ALCS in 2019, but then health came up again. So it's just health. The bigger thing for me is, where's he going to play? Is he going to be an everyday left fielder? Yeah. Or is he going to be the DH and Gardy's going to be in left and Talkman's going to be in center, or Talkman in left and Gardy in center? I think the plan's for him to play a good amount of games in left field, Jake, but they don't want to clog up the DH, but it might be the better way to go.
Yeah, and for me, I don't like being the logical guy in the room. Giancarlo Stanton played a really solid left field when he was out there. I think the analytics back that up. I think the eye test backs that up. It's a big left field at Yankee Stadium. Giancarlo Stanton is owed a lot of money for the next 7 years. And if our concern isn't baseball at all, if our concern is injuries, like, yes, I think you can play him in left field. Like, don't necessarily treat him like a baby if he is healthy, because he's like an elite human athlete. But at the same time, when you have someone like Mike Talkman who performed like he did, along with these crazy defensive metrics at a position of value, especially at Yankee Stadium, for me, it just seems like the logical move is to DH him when you can. And like we did last year, and it figured itself out way too fucking much. Sorry, pardon my French. But there are going to be injuries. And, you know, Giancarlo might be one of them. And I really don't care about the Andujar DH and Talkman in left field debate, because guess what? Injuries are going to figure that out. Those are two of the top 11 players on our team. They're going to get run in the field. But if we have a chance, we need to think about this Giancarlo Stanton contract. And he's here for 7 years at, what is it, $25 million a year prorated? I just think that should be taken into consideration when the gap between Talkman and Andujar, I mean, on a given day, is nothing. It could be Talkman better. So that's getting into another conversation with those guys. I'm fine with Giancarlo in left field. I'm also fine. I'm more fine with him DHing.
Run him out there. It might make him happy. He might, you know, might, but not every day. Don't need to. If the DH is open majority of days, then I'd give it to G. If Judge needs a half day, Gary's going to need him every now and then you can, like, I'm not saying he can't play left field, but 7 years is a lot. We need to get the best out of that. The injuries are the scariest thing. Like, I think he will produce, and then once he's producing, then you worry about playoff production. What I liked most about last year was how happy he was once he did come back. And
yeah,
I do think
the most endearing thing.
And I think it was. It was the most endearing thing. And he during the media kept asking him and didn't give him anything. And then when he was finally healthy, he was like, "All right, here's what happened." And he like went down through every phase. And I like that. I don't know, Jake. He's big.
It's big.
We covered that already.
It's big.
I was going through his Instagram. He's still strong.
Still strong.
You think the new strength and conditioning coach is going to like change anything about him?
I mean, I feel like, and we haven't talked about spring training bingo in a while. Wow. But there's definitely going to be, we're going to hear so much stuff about flexibility and like staying loose and yoga and that kind of thing, because that's how people, that's how you combat injuries in the media. You don't say, "Yeah, we're lifting heavier weights." It's like, no. So that's definitely going to be a spring training bingo this year. But I don't know. I just think it's, you have to hope last year was fluky, because there are some fluky parts to it. And yeah, I mean,
I have something.
Okay.
I have a take. Looks searching for take. Takes. This is a must year for G. If this year if this year is injury plagued, or he's healthy but doesn't perform, the majority of the fan base has already trained themselves to dislike him. Right? A-Rob vibes, got big money, strikes out a bunch. Like, they're half the fan base that we don't really care for has programmed themselves to just boo him. Just kind of like that's the thing to do, you know?
Right.
If he throws up another dud, be it injury or be it else, and we have six more, and we've gotten out of the first three, one that was good, but people still act like it wasn't good, 2018.
Right.
I think it's a huge, I don't think he'll ever be able to win over anyone, even if the last five are great. They'll be like, nah, one of Cashman's worst moves.
And again, like, baseball wise, I'm not concerned at all. It's being healthy. That's
public
why,
perception, though. I think this year is very big for the public perception of Stanton within the fan base, which he shouldn't give a shit about.
I mean, there's you're going to hear salary dump type stuff if he has a bad year this year and for the rest of his career. The guy has MVP talent in a non-reach way. He won one. If he's healthy for a $1.55 and he finds that short porch as much as he can, and then he finds the deep bleachers past the bullpen because he's one of the few guys in Major League Baseball that has that power easy, I mean, that would be awesome. And I think, as a Yankee fan, you obviously can't hope for that. I think you have to look at 2018 and say 158 games, 38 homers, 100 RBIs. I mean, an .852 OPS, that's kind of low for him. But I mentioned new league, new division. But I think those, if he's healthy, you can kind of baseline those stats. And they should honestly be above that. But we'll see. And you know he's just rooting to be healthy. And I think maybe the what to watch for is injury is going to hit him at some point. It hits 95% of the players on the team last year. It's what's that injury look like? Is it something that's nagging? Is it something that's just deflating? Like, how does this happen? I'm watching out for that. And man, the more and more I think about it, there's no reason he should be in the outfield for what, 100 games?
Yeah.
If healthy.
Yeah. I kind of agree there. When you can, which is majority, just DH Stanton.
And like that situation is Talkman, Gardy getting hurt, Andujar looking great. Like, you still shouldn't have Giancarlo in the stand for more than 100 games this year. Because we just don't need to.
You want to know the Zips projection on him?
Give me the Zips.
They are projecting Giancarlo Stanton to hit 43 home runs, 24 doubles, one triple, two stolen bases. They're projecting him to have a .571 slugging percentage, a .344 on base percentage, and a .138 OPS plus. Remember, 100 is average. .138 would be very good. They're projecting him to have 3.5 WAR, Jake. And their biggest comp is Pat the Bat.
Mm.
What do you think about those projections? I think, you know, Zips, they tend to be conservative. That's a hell of a year. Let's go ahead and do that. That's a hell of a year.
That's 2017, 2018, the guy combined for 97 home runs. So, yeah, man. I mean, A, if you're a Yankee fan, root for people in pinstripes. B, if you're a baseball fan, root for Giancarlo Stanton. Like, he's good for the game. He's a stud. His personality is actually really good for New York. He's got a little spunk to him. I don't know, man. Like, it would be such a monkey off his back if he could. It would be funny if he put up a hell of a year and, like, he was better than Judge. Like, I would just want to see, like, the twitchy Yankee fans react to that just because they think there's a world where that doesn't exist. And it's like, no, Giancarlo Stanton's really good. So I don't know, man. Just be healthy. And I think that Zips projections, you're right. I think Kyle Gibson just joked about it on our Talking Baseball podcast. He said, yeah, you never see those projections really, really good for a player. You know, like those are supposed to be the average, and Giancarlo Stanton can be better than that. And that's, I think that's the nuts part. When you hear 43 home runs, that's what this computer program that projects all these players says. Yeah, that could be an average year for him.
You know what a baseball reference projection has?
What's that?
19 home runs. They have a missing half the year. They have a missing half the year.
And hey, I mean, who their computer program is factoring the fact that he averages 116 games per season. Yeah. So I don't know. It's
all right. So
I mean,
if I set the over under home runs at 40, what are you taking?
40. The under is the safe bet.
Yeah, you gotta take the under. He's only done it once. He's only gone over once in his career.
Yeah, I think I want to get lost in the sauce though, and I'll go over. I think in last year's PPP, and if one of you crazies wants to dig it up, I said Giancarlo back to back 158, 159 games were due. I didn't think we were due for that. Man, he's hungry. The guy is a machine. He's, you know, like any other baseball team would be saying, yeah, throw him in left field or right field for 162 games. We're almost taking it as the Yankees' privilege that it's like, hey, let's make sure we're resting this guy and DHing him. Like, he's a freak athlete. So, yeah, give it to me. I'll eat it up. I don't care.
I'm going under. I'm telling you right now that Giancarlo Stanton's going to play 142 games, okay? He's going to have...
He plays that, he's getting 40-plus.
No. He's hitting.
Yeah.
No, he's hitting 39.
Okay.
So.
Hot takes only.
This is a warm take.
Warm takes only.
Just broke my pen. So now I'm sans the little flippy on the pen. And now I've lost all confidence in my projections.
I might have something that could turn you around a little bit.
You turn me right round, Jakey, right round like a record player. What's your turn me around thing?
Giancarlo Stanton's home and away splits from 2018.
Give them to me.
Giancarlo Stanton on the road.
Yes.
80 games, 364 plate appearances, 18 home runs, 51 RBIs, a .300 batting average, .374 on base, a .921 OPS.
Okay.
At home, Yankee Stadium with the short porch, new pressure, all of it. He had 20 homers. Sure. Pretty cool. 78 games. .229 batting average, a .311 OBP, a .779 OPS. Some of you are probably going to play the Sonny Gray card. That's really dumb. He had a .262 BABIP. Balls batted in play. I mean, if the guy's out there, he's going to be good. I feel like we saw the pressure come off of him. And then we saw him come back last year just doing anything he wanted to play. If this guy is out there for 135-plus games, he's going to hit 40-plus homers.
Okay. So stay healthy, G. That's what please. We ask. We have please. Please. Begging you. Jake, are you going to beg? No?
I don't think I'm going to beg.
Not begging this time.
Not begging.
And that's official. Jake is not begging. See you later.